Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Jesus Christ, the stone rejected by the builders, has been raised from the dead. He is the living cornerstone of our lives. And the power of the risen Lord Jesus calls us out of darkness into his wonderful light. He is risen indeed. Many high schools and universities name one graduating senior the valedictorian and one the salutatorian. And if I asked you to tell me how they choose the valedictorian and the salutatorian, 98.7% of you would say that the valedictorian is the person with the highest grade point average in the class, and the salutatorian is the person with the second highest grade point average in the class. Now, I hope I won't crush you if I tell you that historically, the valedictorian and the salutatorian have nothing to do with grade point averages. A little Latin is very helpful here. The word valedictorian comes from two Latin words, vale and dicta. And anybody who's had Latin 101 can translate that. Vale means farewell, and dicta means to say. So valedictorian means to say farewell. Salutatorian, we have an English word that's called a salutation. It comes from this word in Latin. Or in Spanish, we have saludos. It means the same thing. It comes from the Latin word, which means hello. So historically, the valedictorian and the salutatorian have very important jobs at the graduation ceremony. The valedictorian's job is to literally say farewell to the past and to the memories of the past 12 years. And the salutatorian's job is to say hello to the future and to the good things to come. Today's gospel is taken from chapter 14. It's verses 1 to 12. And it's important that you know that chapters 14, 15, and 16 of John's Gospel are known by every scripture scholar as the farewell discourses of Jesus. In other words, these three chapters, 14, 15, and 16 of John's Gospel, contain our Lord's valedictorian speech that he gave in the upper room the night before he died. And it's perfect that Holy Mother Church has us listen to our Lord's valedictorian speech in these few weeks as the risen Lord Jesus prepares to say farewell to us before he ascends into heaven. So let's reflect for just a moment on our Lord's valedictorian speech. The opening line of his valedictorian speech is, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." It's a pretty good way to begin. Later on in that same chapter 14, verse 27, he will say, "Do not be distressed or fearful." Now, although you may not want to admit it to your parents and to your friends, you might, just might, have a few fears about graduating from high school and moving on to college or vocational school, or to a job. You just might, even though you certainly wouldn't want to admit it to your parents, you might have some anxiety about the future and all that is to come. You might be feeling a little bit abandoned or alone or stressed out or troubled about how the future is really going to look. You might be worried about making new friends and what your classes are going to be like and getting along with your roommate. But Jesus says, don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't be distressed or fearful. Don't worry, be happy, he says. Why can he say that? Because Jesus says, I will be with you always. Jesus says, I will never, ever, ever forsake you or abandon you. That's why we don't have to be stressed out or fearful or troubled. Because Jesus says, I will be with you always. I'm not going to leave you or abandon you. So we keep focused on Jesus. We keep our eyes on Jesus during times of transition. We keep our eyes on him who is the way and the truth and the life. If you believe in Jesus, you have nothing to fear. Jesus says, you have faith in God. Have faith in me. Don't be afraid. In the upper room, he predicts that the apostles' faith will be shaken. He says, this night you will have your faith in me shaken. But he says, I've prayed for you that your faith may not fail. I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. I pray for you that your faith in Jesus won't fail either, especially during difficult times. I pray for you that your faith will not fail. Over and over again, Jesus invites us to believe in him and to trust in him. For if we believe in him, we will be able to do awesome things. He says, whoever believes in me, this is in his valedictorian speech that we heard tonight, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do and will do greater ones than these because I'm going to the Father. Wow. God has great works for you to do. This is exciting. Each of you have beautiful gifts that the Lord is calling you to use to build up his kingdom here on earth. And only you can do them. Nobody else can do the gifts that God has given you to do right now. He's given you works to do for him. Ephesians 2:10 says, we are truly God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus for good works. You are God's beautiful handiwork that he has created to do good works for him. Christians do the works that Jesus does. And we can only do great works if we're connected to Jesus. He says later on in his valedictorian speech, it's in chapter 15 of his valedictorian speech, he says, without me, you can do nothing. Zero, zilch, nada, niente, nothing. Without me, we can do nothing. Without Jesus, we can't do anything. So we have to stay connected to Jesus in order to do these great works that he's calling us to do. We have to stay connected to Jesus in prayer, in his word, by reading his word. We have to stay close to his mercy and love and confession, and most of all, to stay united in his body and blood. Plugging in to the graces of Mass every single Sunday or Saturday night is essential if we want to do the great works that Jesus has promised to do through us. So on this eve of graduation, let those beautiful words of our Lord's valedictorian speech soak in. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't be distressed or fearful. Have faith in Jesus, faith that with him you can do anything. Have faith and believe that he is truly raised from the dead. He's alive and working in your life. He is risen indeed.